Welcome back into Sarah's living room where her dog snorts and drinks like a cartoon. Welcome back to the Studio Minx podcast. I'm Brooke Edwards.
I'm Sarah, and I'm here with our special guest, Touche, aka Tutu, aka Touche, Tutu Bear, whatever the fuck you want to call her.
Mommy Tutu.
Mommy
She's a mom.
Tutu. Yes,
How many pups does she have?
she had three. And you want to know something really funny? Is that, well, you know how, at least this is what I thought, you know how when most dogs have puppies, they have, a handful, at least like six, eight, nine. So, I think it's funny that she only had three, and everyone in my family, I have a very small family, and everyone either has only one kid or two kids, but only my great, like my grandma's brother, who may, I guess, what is that considered, a great uncle? I don't know. He had three kids, but because the third one was an oopsies, and that's exactly what happened to Shay. She had two, and then 17 hours later, oops, the last one came out.
That is
Yeah.
a long time.
I know. And he
That's
was the
fun. That's cute.
Yeah. So, and she did it all by herself. She's actually like a big, a strong mommy. And damn, I wish, like, if I ever had a baby, I'm as strong as Touche, who just popped her babies at 2 a.m. by herself in the living room.
Oh,
So.
she was literally by her. You guys weren't there because it was the middle of the night. That's what
And
you're saying.
I wasn't with her. I gave
Oh,
her to the own to the
perfect.
not the breeder because supposedly she was gonna get a C-section, but she had her babies a week before.
Damn good.
So, yes, that's Touche, special mommy. Oh no. Hold on, hold on. Let me mute this. She's gonna get the squeaky ball.
Okay. There's a lot of muscle underneath her rolls, her cute little rolls. She's just like a little ball.
Oh my gosh.
Dog.
She like doesn't want me to record. Like as soon as we were gonna start, she starts eating, drinking water. Now she was gonna play with the squeaky toy, and that toy squeaks. Do you want to hear it just for shits and giggles?
Sure, but
Yeah.
don't put it close to the mic.
No, I won't. I won't. It's gonna be horrible.
Holy fuck, yeah, that's loud.
And that's from a distance.
Yeah. Well, it was Fiona's, Mark's dog's birthday last week, so she got like a shit ton of stuff, including a toy. You know, like those pigs that when you squeeze them, it's like not like a squeak it makes, it's like a wah, 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 like
Oh,
something.
that's even worse, maybe, right?
I was so I she startled me. I was working today and she went under the table and she squeaked that thing, and for some reason my nervous system was like, that's not a dog toy, that's like something fucking crazy. And I jumped so high and I was like, oh my gosh, Fiona, you're killing me.
You know, when you said Fiona, I just keep thinking of Shrek's wife.
Shrek. It's supposed to be a shameless reference, according to Mark.
I love that show, but I mean, I did not like that her name was Fiona, but I love that show and I love her.
Same. Okay, all right. As Sarah lights it up, even though you guys can't see it, it's time for Sarah's Stupid Stories.
What is the most stupidest age group?
The
Elementary,
stupidest.
middle, or high school? If you get this right, you get a prize.
High school?
Middle school. That's the kids that I work with, and that's what my stupid story is about.
I
Middle
don't
school
know.
is the worst, awkward stage, and mind you, I work with awkward kids that have stuff going on, and there's this one kid, and I won't mention any names, obviously. But have you seen the movie Halloween with Mike Myers?
Aren't there a lot of them?
Yeah, but have you seen the first one?
This is so bad. This is how, possibly. And if you talk
So
about, was it
basically,
pretty much like
it's
a
okay
porn?
if you
Was it pretty much
haven't.
porn?
Basically, he becomes a killer because he started killing things at a young age. It first started off as like animals and then people. And it was really young, actually before middle school, but he just always, that's where like his fat obsession came about, and then he became obsessed with killing people. It first started with animals and then people. I kid you not, me and my coworkers all agree that, you know, if we, whenever we play outside, that this kid should not be, we worry if there's like an animal nearby or something, because he gives us that vibe, if you know what that means. If you know what I mean. So the funny thing is, the other day, it was a beautiful day in Maryland, and, you know, it hasn't been one in a while. It was like 60, 70, no, what was it? It was like high 60s, and that was a big deal for us, you know. And then he was out in the woods while everyone else was playing soccer.
Why can he go in the woods? Why is that allowed?
The worst part is, we're not really at a school. We're using a senior facility, so we don't have a park. So we have to use, like, the parking lot, and there's just a bunch of woods around.
Okay.
And then he goes off, and he finds something. I wasn't there, but after work, my coworkers were talking about it, the ones that were outside. And they're like, oh, my God, no, you can't believe what he found, but we can't say it. Like, they just didn't want to say it. And me, my, you know, boss, we were so curious, because they were like, how are you going to start something and then not say what it was? So one of them actually went back and took a picture of it. And Brooke, it was a humongous, I mean, a humongous black dildo.
What?
That's what he found in the woods. And it was like, not black black, but it was kind of like a woodsy color, if that makes sense. It was like a dark brown.
It was like very natural, like it really belonged in
the woods. Yeah, it looked very weird, like a wooden dildo, but it was definitely a dildo, and it was like humongous, and I don't know who's shoving that up their vagina or asshole, but goddamn, are you okay? Like, ouch. And yeah, so that's what I was like, okay, well, good thing he didn't kill an animal, because that's what I thought happened. But I was just cracking up about the dodo. I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, we were just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I guess you'd take a dildo any day over having to deal with a child murdering their life like at work and you possibly getting in trouble for it. Wow. I was waiting for you to say like just something disgusting. Like, honestly, I was thinking like, all right, let's think about tampons. But then you said big, and then you said big, and you were like big. And you know, all the ideas were growing in my head. I was like, a tampon can't be that big, but nope. A dark old dildo.
Dildo. And I just want to know how I got there outside, you know?
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
I'll let you know what we find this week. Maybe some, you know, butt plugs. Who knows?
Yes. keep us updated. Maybe. Yeah. I
will.
My imagination is running wild now.
You want to see that black dildo? I can't believe that he deleted the photo. Me and my boss were like, why didn't you send it to the group chat? We wanted to show our friends.
Dude, you guys are savage.
So I think I'm going to be like, you know, a bigger person. And when it's warm one of these days, check and see if it's there. Because I doubt anyone will pick it up. Unless a fox, which we did see the other day.
Be a bigger person? How is that being a bigger person?
Nobody wanted to go back and take the picture. It was so weird. Everybody was being weird about it. And I was like, oh my God, I'll go out of my way and take the picture. But it was a Friday afternoon. So I was like, bye. But now that we're talking about it, I'm sure it's still out in the woods. I'll check this week.
Tomorrow, please.
Yeah, I will.
By the time I wake up, because of the time difference, I should have the photo
of a big, like, beautiful wooden brown.
Oh, it's probably like the bottom of a baseball bat. They just
No. The way it's shaped, though, it's absolutely not. Like, it's just shaped identical. I just don't know. I don't know. But, you know, then again, they make everything. I shouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Anyway, let's just move on.
Okay. Yeah.
We haven't recorded in a while because I bruised my brain, and of course, right before I was going to post an episode, that happened, so I couldn't look at a computer for weeks. So obviously, the last episode intro is a little dated when it comes to new stuff that's out. But it is March 15th right now, and we are going to talk about the Grammys because they were last night. We'll get started with those. So obviously, the Grammys was a little different this year. And they kind of made it more COVID safe, but it was really exciting that they got to pull it off like they did. What do we got here? All right. I'll just start with saying that Beyonce had 9 nominations. That's a shit ton. And she won her 28th Grammy of her career, which breaks the record for the most wins by a female and most wins by a singer. Sarah, let's get into some of the categories. Obviously, we're not going to talk about all of them, but let's save the album of the year for last because I know that we're both gonna, talk about that in a certain way. Let's start with record of the year.
Okay.
Go ahead and take the reins.
Sorry, I just think that Tutu is being loud. Record of the year. Let's see. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. What do you think? Thoughts on that?
Okay. I like Billie. Like I said, you know what was funny? I was talking to someone that was kind of relaying me info about the Grammys when it was happening. Oops, guys, shit. The news is out. I was in a car and I couldn't watch the Grammys. Fuck. I didn't mean to say that, but it just happened. But anyway, they were talking about Billie Eilish and they were like, I just couldn't even hear a lyric that she sang. And I'm like, that's exactly what I say. I like her, but I can't understand most of the words she's saying. So I have trouble getting, super connected to her songs. But I think that maybe Post Malone could have won this one. What do you think about this one?
It's funny because before the shit show COVID happened, I was teaching dance with like elementary schoolers for this after school program, and that was the song that I picked.
Can I guess that you're going to say that you're so sick of that song that you can't?
You know what's
Yeah.
funny? I would have said that if the show happened, but I actually had a really good idea with choreography with this song, and I was actually sad that it never happened.
Okay.
It was, and this was, and I get what you mean about not understanding her lyrics, because I think they make the beat too loud and like her voice too like low or something, because you're hearing more of the bass. I don't know. Like
Which
I
is
do.
clearly like her thing, you know what I mean? It's clearly like her style, and that's what
Yeah,
she's
no,
kind of
yeah, and
known
I get it.
for.
Like I think that's like cool, but I see how it's cool and how at the same time it's like I'm not understanding. You know what I mean? But I really like this song because like she's basically, I don't know, it's like the my like little choreography for it was that like one of the girls is like having a nightmare and she wakes up and she's being chased by like these things that come to life, and the other girls in the show were gonna be like dolls and like stuffed animals, things that come to life, and they're chasing her. And then there's another girl that I had that like mirrors her, and they were gonna do like the same dance. So it was gonna be like two main girls like just living in this dream, try to escape and like get to their happy place. And that's kind of like what the song is about.
I love watching those performances where like the lyrics and then also the storyline is so tied into
Yeah,
it. You
so
just
that's what I had. And I was gonna do
Yes.
really cool like makeup and all that. I have this whole vision in my head. So I'm actually like, I'm glad that that won, because that song of hers I actually like enjoyed. I don't really listen to her other music, but that was the one that I'm like, all right, like that, at least it was that song. There's a
Yeah.
reason why I guess I picked it too for the dance, because I didn't really care. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. It just came to me and I'm like, hey, I could play around with this. So I think it was good that that was that for that category. But the other ones, I'm just like, what?
Okay, well, let me see. Yeah, Billie's in Song of the Year. So to go on to Song of the Year, I Can't Breathe by her one, and that was dedicated to George Floyd. So I'm cool with that one winning. You agree? What are your
I don't
thoughts?
even know if I know that song, and I don't agree that that should be the song, because I feel like it's unfair. Like it would be messed up if it wasn't so sentimental. Like that's not fair. I
All
don't
right. Whatever.
know. I just feel like I don't really know it, and they probably made it win because it had a good meaning behind it or whatever, you know.
Her is really, her does deserve, I think, to, I don't know what else she won, honestly, but, and I'm not like the biggest fan of her just because I'm not really into her type of music, but I do think she's made some like amazing stuff this past year.
I can see that. What do you think about best new artist being Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I don't know. Like, I'm just not really into her music that much, so she's not who I would pick. I would have picked Phoebe Bridgers. Did I even pronounce that right?
Oh my God, she had a song with Kid Cudi in his album. I think she could have been better too. I'm sorry. I think Megan Thee Stallion is overrated. I'm not shitting on her. Like, I don't think she's talented and everything, but I just think that like what's so amazing about her? I don't know. It's just like, is she the next Nicki Minaj or like Cardi B? I don't know. I just feel like there's too many of like the same people over and over, and the same type of music.
Is she as aggressive as Cardi B to try to pick a word that would, or to describe her, or Nicki Minaj? She's not as aggressive as like Cardi
Oh,
B,
no, she's not.
right? Do you agree?
No, yeah, but I mean, her lyrics are pretty, she's pretty freaky, but I don't think she's a nat like a nasty individual. I think that's just her material is freaky. But it's just interesting about that drama that happened with her last summer, that she gets shot in the foot by Tory Lanez. Are you aware of that?
Not the details.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like people said, they were drunk and they were arguing and he did that. And I don't know, but all I know is that it's weird and it definitely affected their professional lives because nobody wanted to listen to Tory's new album. Apparently he didn't do so well. They said it was just him like ranting about stuff, and I think he was talking down on her, and I don't know. And I think it was easy for her to get praise because obviously after that situation people are gonna hate him and love you. Not saying you should get shot on the foot, but I just don't know. I just feel like she is overrated again.
Okay, fair enough. That's your opinion. I just would have picked Phoebe because she's just my favorite out of the list there. Simply why. Let's talk about best pop solo performance. My boy Harry, my husband Harry, won Watermelon Sugar. I agree with this. There's a lot of big names in this category, but obviously Harry is one too. So I'm happy with that one.
Is Watermelon Sugar about pussy?
It's about
You nasty bitch.
I've seen it as like as him talking about a girl, but it might be, yeah, it might be. I don't know. I've
My
never like
friend said
really
that, but
felt
I
it to
couldn't
him.
tell if she was kidding or not. And
He's
because
probably serious now that I think about it.
I don't take the time to listen to him. I'm sorry, girl. I'm gonna go with no with Harry. I don't really like his music or him.
Yeah, I was defending him last night. He performed without a shirt and just like a jacket on.
Oh,
I liked
someone needed a towel.
it. Well, I
Oh,
didn't watch
sorry. This is again not the right episode. All right, fast forward. What else do we have?
Fast forward to the interview. Okay, are there any other categories?
You said you wanted to wait for album of the year, right?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Oh, wait, before we get to that. Best Latin artist. Oh, sorry. Album goes to Bad Bunny. And I love how they're like, YH, they like said it, but really it stands for Yo hago lo que me da la gana, which means like I'll do whatever I want. And that came out literally like, I remember it came out on February 29th because that's when my friend had her baby, which is like my little nephew. And then Bad Bunny's album came out. And I was like, you know what? At least there's some fucking good music on this earth while it's crashing. And it was amazing. And it's funny because there's this one song in there that it's just like, oh my God, I can't wait for shit to be officially open so I can just like sweat twerking to this song because it's really inappropriate and it talks about, there's this one part where he talks about, like, if your boyfriend doesn't fuck you in the ass, right? Like, that's, like, one of the lyrics. Oh, my God, I shouldn't say that in this episode. This is going with the album, okay? Like, this is the lyrics for the album.
I don't know if we can do this appropriately.
Okay, fuck it, whatever. Sorry, and there was a TikTok challenge that it was like Hispanic, people that were showing their parents that lyric, like they'll just be jamming to that. And then they would record their reactions. And it was so funny. Like some of the kids, like, well, they'll be like our age, but they got whooped and stuff. Cause they're like, what are you listening to? Because they would just play that lyric. Like, imagine if you're like jamming in the living room, and I mean it's in Spanish, but there's like a lyric that's like, if your boyfriend doesn't fuck you in the ass, right? And then your parents are just watching you jam to that, like.
Oh, for sure. Usually it's like my mom singing these lyrics and I'm like, this is just fucking dumb. Just
that shit. Like, I think you're gonna enjoy this part then. Yeah, no, but I mean, I love the album, not just because of that song. Hello. No, I didn't even really listen to that song until afterwards. It was because of the TikTok and stuff. And I was like, what? And then that's when I discovered it. But no, it's good. That's when he did that tour on the bus. And remember I talked about in that one episode where he was like on the bus in New York City and he was just like giving a tour. Like just riding around. Yeah, it was with that album. So I think it's well deserved because he made 3 albums in 1 year and that was the first one.
What the hell?
Yeah, that one came out February, the other one came out May, and then the other one came out November.
What the hell is he on?
I don't know, but he better stay on it because it's working. It got me through the year, man. Like we were all going through it.
No, that's a dream come true to have your like your favorite artist release 3 albums in 1 year.
Hell yeah. I mean, especially when you're not having sex that much and you have to put on your playlist and like play with yourself. And it's like, thank God for new music, because God damn it.
Speaking of that, I just hit my table. I heard apparently that I'm not up with like any of the TikTok trends or whatever, but I heard that apparently there's one that you play the little like Pornhub theme song and you like see how your like significant other reacts, or like, oh fuck, like I didn't close the porn, and if they reacted like that and you like grab their phone like, oh my gosh, then I guess it just shows how much they're on Pornhub or not. But
listen, I didn't have to hear no type of stuff. My ex used to spend like 30 minutes to an hour in the bathroom. I knew what was going on. Some people are actually just addicted to porn. I'm not one of those. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to shit on people who do, because I'm not trying to be that type of person. But I'm just saying that's not really like my thing. But I really was with someone who was fucking addicted to it. And it's just scary because like it's fine to watch it. But then, they like, if you're so addicted, you become, like, unrealistic about shit.
100%.
So, yeah. I feel like that challenge should not be done because, like, I mean, you should know who you're with. Like, they either watch a lot of porn or they don't. And if they do, it's probably not around you if you're going to freak out like that.
Well,
like, I don't know. Like, what, like, that's such a dumb trend. Like, so what would happen? Like,
they just like freak out and grab their phone.
Oh my God, this is so stupid. I swear the internet was made to like sabotage relationships.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Watch that together when we're really fucked up in 2 weeks and just laugh our brains off of how stupid it is.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so the last thing we're talking about with Grammys is the album of the year. I think everyone that has listened to the podcast kind of knows what we're about to say, but
first of all, what the fuck? What the fuck? No one has ever even talked about this album, played any songs of this album. This album just came out compared to other albums. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is like, I'm so sorry. Like,
Adam.
Yeah, I'm done. it's so weird to me. I just don't know any of the songs, and I don't know. I did shit on this one girl that was like, oh my God, I love this. And I'm like, no, you don't. What are you saying? I should not. I mean, you guys can love her if you want, but I just feel like this is so unfair because I really don't know a single song. I didn't hear a single hit or nothing.
Well, yeah, you do hate her.
No, I'm saying I end up hearing her around if she's that popular. Like, she should show up on the radio more often or in grocery stores when I'm there, like, every other day, and nothing.
Gotcha. I feel like a lot of her songs on this new album are very quiet. They're like low whispery wisps.
Because she's a mouse.
I also don't, like, know the album well, so I can't completely say that. But,
I want to look at a lyric. Let's look at a song. And then just by the name of the song, we'll pick a lyric and just skim through it.
I think, side note, speaking of fuck, as you said, what the fuck, 8 times, who is she fucking that she wins every, she wins this every year?
The, like, guy who runs Hollywood, maybe?
Something like that. We clearly don't know any Taylor Swift drama to, like, kind of make references, but.
Oh my God. I mean, she has 16 songs. That's so many. Oh my God.
She's going to find anything possible that she can say negative. Oh my gosh, 16?
Mad Woman. There's a song called Mad Woman. I'm going to just look at the lyrics. No, I didn't know it was that many. Like, it's a lot of songs.
I remember trying to listen to it for the podcast, but I couldn't get through a whole song.
Because I'm a man, woman. Don't always think before I do. Because I'm a man, woman. That's the only answer I've got for you. Because I'm a man, woman. Not often proud of what I choose. I'm a human, woman. A greater force I answer to. This is why I don't listen to her.
Wait.
Oh, shit. This is not her. Wait.
Well, no. She's talking about men.
No, hold on. This stupid fucking, it gave me the lyrics to the same, like, title of the song, but someone else. Sorry. That's why I was like, this is not making any sense.
Well, I think in her, the song that you are talking about, I think it talks about men.
Okay, hold on.
Making all the decisions or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, like, be careful with, like, not being feminist, like,
Hold on. I'm just trying to see if that's what it is. Every time you call me crazy, I get more crazy. That's not being feminist.
No.
And when you say I'm angry, I get more angry. And there's nothing like a mad woman. What a shame she went mad. No one likes a mad woman. You made her like that. No, she's just talking about how she broke, like, you know, a heartbreak made her like a bitter person. You'll poke that bear till her claws come out. Ooh. And you find something to wrap your news around. It doesn't even say no. This is news around. And there's nothing like a mad woman. Yeah, no, this is not feminist. It's just her being, like, angry after a breakup.
She's talking about how everyone, like, a lot of, not everyone, but a lot of people don't like her now. And it's because she, all the guys she, you know, her whole, like, reputation kind of changed for a bit.
Yeah. And, like, it's the same theme. I'm like, when are you going to keep talking about this stuff?
Boy,
anyway. I just don't get it. But anyways, what do you think of that being album of the year?
I disagree, obviously.
What were other options?
I think, let me see what the, let me scroll back to that category. What else we got? Post Malone, Dua Lipa.
What album was for the Post Malone one?
Hollywood's Bleeding. I probably would have went with that, but
yeah,
I honestly don't know who, I don't know all of them anyway, so.
Taylor's always going to win unless she retires.
I mean, I was funny because I was scrolling through this and I honestly forgot that she came out with new music last year.
I know, right? And then she keeps winning. That's the part that's weird. That's what I was referring to. It's like, I don't hear her anywhere. Because someone very popular, you'll hear them everywhere.
Interesting. If anyone's a Swiftie out there, let us know. Give us some shit back. Because Sarah's ready the fire at all.
Oh my God. I'm not like, I should be not this aggressive, but I just think it's just funny because I there's so many other artists that probably deserved it more.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad that we had a Grammys this year. And Sarah, let's talk about some music.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, let's see. Selena Gomez made an EP and it's in Spanish called Relevación. And it has DJ Snake, Mike Towers. And the song with DJ Snake is called Selfish Love. So you should check it out. I think it's in Spanglish. So she's that one, I think she does English and Spanish. But the other ones are straight Spanish, which is interesting because I don't think she's done, I think this is her first Spanish album. Even though it's in Spanish, like, it's okay. I'm not feeling it so much. Like, she has, like, the one song I like from it, I just realized after listening to it three times, I didn't like it anymore.
I changed my mind. Yeah. I listened to one of them, and... Shit, sorry. I got distracted. And it was pretty good, but obviously, like, I don't even know what they're saying, so you know that I'm personally not going to vibe with it too much, but yeah.
So, I mean, but I like that she's, like, changing it up, representing, and just trying something different, so that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't listen to the other songs, so I don't really know, but, you know, good for her, because she has a big fan base, so I'm sure this is going to definitely be bigger for, like, her foreigners who don't know English, and they still jam to her. That's love, man. And then Zed's Dead came out with a song called Late Night Drive, and it's really chill. It literally, like, is the title of the song. Like, it just makes me want to, like, drive around while hitting my pen and, like, daydream. So
beautiful streets of Baltimore.
Yes, it's a nice laid-back song. And Drake, he didn't come out with his, like, album yet that's postponed, that was supposed to be out in January. It's still in the works, the Certified Lover Boy, but he came out with Scary Hours, I think three. Let me see, that one only has, like, three songs.
It's two actually
it has Rick Ross, Lil Baby, and my favorite one from the three is Lemon Pepper. And it's so funny because I saw this tweet that says Rick Ross has done more for Lemon Pepper than the government has done for us, because I think Rick Ross, like, sponsors Lemon Pepper or, like, Wingstop, and he's always talking about that shit, and, like, he literally made a song about it. But it's actually pretty catchy. I like it. It's on my, like, you know, song of the week, you know, when you're just, like, liking a song and you're playing it more during that week. So that's, yeah, but that's not the album I'm waiting for, but it's all right. We'll wait for it.
Is that all I got?
That's all I have for music.
All right. There's obviously been a ton of stuff since there's a lot more we could talk about, but since we recorded last, but I want to talk about Quinn 92's album. I didn't know it came out. It came out on March 5th of 21. I think I discovered it, like, last week. Maybe it was the week before. But anyway, I really like it. And it was, like, an awesome surprise. I was, like, on the computer working, and I was, like, kind of miserable. And then I saw that it was a new album, so I popped that on. And that made my day better. So thank you, Quinn. He left LA and produced the album at AOK's family house in Rhode Island. He had released two singles, one being Stay With Me featuring Chelsea Cutler. Definitely a bop. I like that one. I would say that's my favorite song on the album. And he also released a single, My Wife and Two Dogs. There's a couple songs. One, Doris Terrace with Jeremy Zucker and AOK. And also a song that Alexander 23 collabed on. And I really like those two, but they're definitely, like, sadder ones. Those are really good too. And he talks, like, a lot more than I thought he would, or thought, like, he experienced with, like, kind of, like, depression and stuff like that, anxiety type stuff. So it was cool to hear those references, be like, I feel you, bro. I feel you. So yeah, I would definitely say check out the album, especially for people that are already fans, if you haven't already. And one other song I was going to mention, which has my lyric of the week, is from Nick Jonas's album. It's called Too Drunk. And the lyric of the week is, "What would Mama say?" She said, "Oh, you never know when to stop." And I thought that was very appropriate because he's talking about drinking too much. And I've gotten that speech from my parents, you know, like when you're drinking like you do in college or whatever it is, and you never know when to stop. So that's my lyric of the week.
Nick Jonas has a new album?
He does. It's about, he like wrote it during quarantine and stuff. So it's a lot about that. Like Spaceman, it's him being like, it's talking about him being like, he's alone. Like everyone was alone in isolation and just how weird and shit it was, stuff like that.
Oh, Nick, he's the cutest Jonas. I love him.
Oh my gosh, remind me to tell you something about them when we finish recording.
Oh.
I don't want to say it right now on the air. But, okay.
Ooh, that's like a naughty.
No, gotcha. It's not something naughty. It's something like cool. I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Private. Gotcha. Yes. That's funny that you were talking about that song because I remember once my mom came to my friend's house for a Christmas party and she saw me chugging this bottle and her eyes was like, oh my God, like she couldn't believe that like I was her daughter in that moment. And she tried to judge me. And a few hours later, my mom gets shit drunk too. And we couldn't go home that night. So we crashed there.
I love some of the really good videos are when kids come back from college for the first time and they're like wrecking drinks and their parents'
faces. Yeah, that's how like my mom, that's exactly like the way you're describing it, that's how it went down.
Yeah.
And one day I blacked out at the bar during a soccer game and my mom and younger brother were there and my younger brother was so worried about me because I was so fucked. Oh my God. Yeah, I used to not be good when it came to drinking, but those days are over. That's why I stick to tree and just meditate and stay away from alcohol unless it's like something going on. Then I get wild, you know. The tequila does it to me.
Like when you come visit me?
Exactly, which is in 17 days.
Ooh, because my friends like to drink a lot, so.
No. I mean, duh, I'll drink when I'm with people and stuff, but it's just not as much. I have to really.
No, I'm just saying that when you come.
I'm ready. Are you kidding me? This year, I'm making up for not doing anything crazy last year. Because the only time I was drunk last year was like the miserable drunk, like the quarantine. I think we're going to die drunk. But this year, that's not going to be that type of drunk. I know. Horrible time. I remember I was drinking so much for a week. And that was so not like me. I was just drinking wine from a box and passing out on my dog client's pool.
on their pool?
Like, you know, right beside it on the chair. But just, you know, because it wasn't like too hot to get in the water yet. So I was just tanning out there, getting drunk on a Monday, on a Tuesday. I mean, I lost my job. I thought everything was going to, like, I lost all my money. It was a bad time. So I'm like, I'm just going to drink. So yeah, you know, fun times.
Good stuff. All right, let's get into some shows. I watched The Stranger. It's a 2020 crime TV drama. It has one season. And for a little descriptor, when a stranger makes a shocking claim about his wife, flipping the page, hope you enjoy that noise, family man Adam Price becomes entangled in a mystery as he desperately searches for answers. So it's really good. It's definitely one that pulls you in pretty quickly. And this one character has interesting eyes, and you'll know what I mean when I see them. They're very like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just thought of the character and when she was speaking to him and her, I don't know if she has contacts. Can someone tell me? I'm pretty sure she does now that I actually think about it.
What's the name of this show and where is it?
The Stranger. It's on Netflix. One season.
Is it new? Like it just came out?
It's newer.
Okay.
I think it's like British, so that's probably why. I was surprised when it was TV drama, so it was probably on TV like last year, and then they probably just more recently put it on Netflix. But definitely good. My friend and I binged that one. So, oh yes, and it's based off of a novel. So given props of the idea. If I'm going to go into detail, pretty much this girl goes around and tells people these like secrets, and it like flips people's worlds around, and it's pretty clever. So, what do you got?
Okay, so I haven't had time to watch anything yet, but since we're already mid-March going into April, I'm going to talk about shows that I will be catching up on. Season 3 of You and season 4 of Ozark.
Wait, when is Ozark coming out?
April with I just
Oh,
have to see the date, but definitely
when?
those are coming out next month.
I'm so excited. I didn't know it was that soon that Ozark was coming out because they keep just pushing
Yeah, hold on, let me see.
it.
I swear I saw a release date. Oh God. All right. I don't know now. It was supposed to be in April, but unfortunately it wasn't all good news for fans of the series. Okay, no, we already know that that's the final one. I don't know. I think it's pushed back. All right, I'll get back on that. I don't know what happened. I swear it was supposed to. We'll come back to that. But You season 3 is coming in April. Yeah, they need to clear it up because something happened here. This was not the information I saw last.
All right, so I Sarah, guess what? I actually watched a movie.
What is it? What movie?
I Care a Lot.
That sounds familiar.
It's on Netflix now. It is a comedy crime thriller, which when I thought about it, I don't know if I've ever seen three different descriptors in one description of a movie. But also, I don't really watch movies, so who the hell knows? Okay, so this movie is pretty messed up, or the main character is pretty messed up. I think everyone can definitely agree. A crooked legal guardian who drains the savings of her elderly wards, oops, of her, oh, fuck. I was trying to write this down from IMDb, and there's no punctuation in like a whole paragraph. I can't hear you.
It sounds like you said, "I baby." It
What?
sounded like you said, "I baby," like as a website.
Oh, Greg would give a shit for that. All right, so anyway, based off that description, okay, so it's really messed up because this legal guardian, who has like the court on her side because she's like buddy buddies with this judge, she pretty much gets clients that she knows has a lot of money, and she makes them look like they can't handle themselves, what mentally. Mostly mentally, obviously, because they can't handle their finances. And then she like drains their money. And it's all I'm gonna say, but it's a pretty good one. Definitely watch it. It's on Netflix, so it'll be easy to catch. So check that one out. Yeah, and there's some great actors in it. Oh, Sarah, I watched the Britney documentary, and I feel like it was forever ago because it kind of was. But yes, I finally watched it.
Oh, last time when we recorded, you didn't watch it, right? Only I did at the time, and you said you would watch it.
Yes.
What did you think?
It was good. It was pretty good. I think that like if you think about it the way you described it, that it's sad. It's like pretty much she was just like attacked in words. What do, how do I want to describe this? It's like obviously just the media just like wrecked her, which it happens with obviously like every celebrity when they're younger and stuff like that. So it's like when you think about it now that like mental health is seen as not such as a as a negative, you know what I'm trying to say. And you like if people knew the facts and like the way that they're like, oh, Britney went crazy and shit, it's just like, dude, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? It's like she shaved her head because she thought like people would like leave her alone, and it just think the being like she was in such like a shitty mindset from everything coming at her that she went and did that, and then for someone to just be like she's crazy, it's just sad. So
I think I was like famous in a past life and also went through something crazy like Britney, because I remember when I found out about her going crazy, like, I think I even cried. Like, I felt so sad, and I, like, still loved her, but I just felt so, like, I knew something was off. Like, it's just, and then watching that, I'm like, what the hell? Like, people will do anything for money, for power. Like, they don't care about humans. Like, remove the fame and everything. She's just a human being. Like, it's not just because she's Britney Spears. That's a fucked up situation, no matter who. But I feel even more sad because she looks like she really is genuinely good, but she just gets caught up in these situations, you know?
Yeah, no, she definitely does seem like a pretty good person from the, you know, the outside, but...
Yeah, but I think these things will really fuck you up and put you in survival mode, because sometimes it's like, what other choice do you have?
I would lose it.
Yeah.
Pressure in every, like, it's like people are like constantly on you for every move you make, and they're following you. It's just like, you can't just like go to the grocery store and be like, I don't give a shit right now, mm-hmm. which they end up eventually doing, but then you got like freaking pictures of you on the internet of you shopping and you fucking
the baby thing, when they're like, she's so responsible for putting the baby on her lap, and then she like says how her dad did the same to her, and it just made me so sad, because like, it's such double standards. Like, it's like, oh, okay, her dad did that. He probably never got shit for it. No one said anything, but of course she did. She's a woman. She's Britney Spears. And it's just like, she's always going to get shit on no matter what. Even if she does do the right thing, people will always find a way to go against her and make her look bad, even if she has good intentions, you know? So that's the part that's, I'm like, I just feel for her. Like, that's a lot. And I just feel like I would just go away from the spotlight and not come back if it became too much.
Yep, pretty much every female celebrity in our society deals with that shit. But
also, I don't know if we talked about it last time, but Halsey being pregnant like by some Turkish guy.
Halsey?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. We did talk about it, right?
I don't know, but I just still feel like it's unreal, because it's like, when, how, who, like, it's just still so many questions. It's funny because one of my girlfriends asked me about it. She's like, Sarah, I know you would know about this. Who is she like having a baby with? And I was like, I love how she came to me. The only reason I had an answer for her is because I had to find out myself. But yeah, some Turkish guy. I'm like, okay. And he looks just like G-Eazy. I'm like, that's kind of funny.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, he does. There's a lot of resemblance. Like, people in the comment section were thinking the same as me. They're like, whoa, I thought that was G-Eazy. I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, if you look at him, you think it's him.
It's not. She cut his dick off with scissors, remember?
That's her man, no matter how much shit she talks about him.
He cheated on her.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, she was really in love with him. Maybe not anymore, but she was only saying that because she was really hurt.
Yeah. I also...
Who was it with, though? Who did he cheat on her with? Was it someone else famous, or they never said?
I have no idea.
Wow. What a bitch.
I didn't research into a ton, but I love how you're saying, like, oh, where did this Turkish guy come from? Like, you're like her best friend and you know her life. That's what we do. We actually know these people.
I know. Sorry. Well, I just think it's funny because she just talks so much about her ex, and like, she seems so caught up with him. Next thing you know, she's like, I'm pregnant. That's why I said, obviously, I don't know her like that. And I guess it's not that random, but it's just funny.
Well, he wasn't her last ex. She dated the guy.
I know. Yeah. But it's funny because all of these are just close apart. I don't know. Maybe I admire her. Who knows? I cannot move on that quick.
Yeah. Who knows? She's in the spotlight, right?
Yeah. I would be like, all right, I'm taking a 10-year break and then I'll date again.
Well, they probably didn't plan to get pregnant. You never know.
And then she's like, my dream is to become a mom. And I cannot stand when people say that. It's like, that is no one's dream. It just happens, and then you become a mom, okay? What? It's not a dream. Like, okay, yes, you could want to become one, but she just made it. She's like, literally, this is my whole life. Like, she made it seem like I didn't even want to be a musician. Like, I just want to be a the mob. I'm like, all right, like you.
Gosh,
you
should... I had to become a famous musician. Ugh, so fucking terrible.
Was the pop song. Well, really, every time a famous person becomes a mom, they're like, this is actually everything I want in life. I'm like,
they probably like want some normalcy. So
yeah, that's probably like, to be a goal. It means I made it because, you know, I guess their lives are so chaotic. Whereas normal people like us, if we get pregnant, it's nothing, you know? But all I'm saying is that my dreams are not being a mom, at least not anytime soon, because I'm trying to travel and put some more shit in my body before I become a mom.
Put some shit in my body. Okay. All right. With that, and after all of that talk.
First dream is to become a mom, isn't it?
No, it's
not. Auntie soon. I can't wait.
Who is? No?
Me?
What? Absolutely not. I'm not gonna get into this.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Yes, but
protection, but okay.
No, so... I was thinking about how never mind. I was thinking like 10 condoms on at once.
You have 10 condoms at once?
No, but
it's gonna like break. I mean, fuck with 10 condoms on.
Sarah, it's a joke.
No, but I'm just picturing that. Like, I can't even stand one. Like, imagine 10.
Like, it's not happening.
I would be so pissed. Like, I would just be like, get this shit off. I don't even like one alone. No, I couldn't.
You might as well grab that wooden dildo in the woods. It'd be so much better.
I don't know if it'll fit in me.
Okay, 10 condoms.
I guess I could, yeah, but I just, do you want the dick dildo? I meant to say the wood dildo. I'm going to bring that to Cali for you.
Oh, that's going to be, are you going to take it as your carry-on?
I might have to put it in my luggage because I don't want it to fall out of my bag and people see.
And we're just gonna wrap up for the episode. So yeah, any last words, Sarah? Or no, she can't breathe. Okay. All right. With that, follow us on social media, you know, our Instagram, you know, our Twitter, Studio Minx ENT1. Oh my gosh. She's making me laugh. The Studio Minx Podcast on Instagram. Email us at thestudiominxpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you hate our opinions on the Grammys, even though, I mean, it is what it is, so I don't really give a shit. But anyway, tell us anything you want to talk about. And, or just say hi. And is that everything? Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Studio Minx Podcast. Sarah, you might have to, like, say bye, at least, if you can get some air in your lungs.
No, yeah, just follow us and comment if you have any questions, concerns, or want to join us. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.